Faced with federal cutbacks, new regulations, and declining enrollment, Pennsylvania colleges and universities are facing financial stress for the rest of 2025 and likely beyond. WHYY's Stephen Williams has more.
Between 2010 and 2021, the number of students at institutions of higher learning dropped by 15% due to population shifts, according to a report by the National Center for Education Statistics. They are also dealing with cuts in federal funding for higher education and research, and attempts by the Trump administration to increase taxes on university endowments and place restrictions on foreign students studying in the U.S. Some colleges have been forced to close. Others are cutting costs, merging with others, and banding together to save money when purchasing goods and services. Brenda Allen, president of Lincoln University.
You know, we're just trying to navigate our way through a really shaky time. And with budgets being held up and with, you know, not knowing what new federal bill is going to come out, it just makes that processing more important, but also creates more uncertainty in terms of what it is you're planning for.
The impact doesn't stop on campus either. Universities often serve as economic engines for their surrounding communities, and these current challenges can have wide-ranging ripple effects, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. Stephen Williams, WHYY News.